184. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching Him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord.
In the name of heaven and earth.
I said I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord.
And you forgave the iniquity of my sin.
Almighty God, merciful Father,
I, a poor miserable sinner, confess unto you all my sins and iniquities, with which I have ever offended you, and justly deserve your temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them, and I pray you of your boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor sinful being.
Upon this your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God unto all of you. And in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Take the insert for the 25th Sunday after Pentecost as we chant the intro.
Father, all O Lord, by your bountiful goodness, release us from the bonds of our sins, which by reason of our weakness we have brought upon ourselves, that we may stand firm unto the day of our Lord Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Testament reading for the 25th Sunday after Pentecost is from Daniel, chapter 12. At that time shall arise Michael, the great prince with his charge of your people. And there shall be a time of trouble, such as never has been since there was a nation till that time. But at that time, your people shall be delivered. Everyone whose name shall be found written in the book. And many of those who sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life, and some to shame and everlasting contempt. Those who are wise shall shine like the brightness of the sky above, those who turn many to righteousness like the stars forever and ever. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you.
epistle is from Hebrews chapter 10. Every priest stands daily at his service, offering repeatedly the same sacrifices, which can never take away sins. But when Christ had offered for all time a single sacrifice for sins, he sat down at the right hand of God, waiting from that time until his enemies should be made a footstool for his feet. For by a single offering, he has perfected for all time those who are being sanctified. The Holy Spirit also bears witness to us, for after saying, "This is the covenant that I will make with them after those days, declares the Lord, I will put my laws on their hearts and write them on their minds." Then he adds, "I will remember their sins and their lawless deeds no more." Where there is forgiveness of these, there's no longer any offering for sin. Therefore, brothers, since we have confidence to enter the holy places by the blood of Jesus, by the new and living way that he opened for us through the curtain, that is through his flesh, since we have a great priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith, with our hearts sprinkled clean from an evil conscience, and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful. And let us consider how to stir up one another to love and good works, not neglecting to meet together, as is the habit of some, but encouraging one another, all the more as you see the day drawing near. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Stand for the Alleluia. Temple, one of his disciples said to him, "Look, teacher, what wonderful stones and what wonderful buildings." And Jesus said to him, "Do you see these great buildings? There will not be left here one stone upon another that will not be thrown down." And as he sat on the Mount of Olives opposite the temple, Peter and James and John and Andrew asked him privately, "Tell us, when will these things be? And what will be the sign when all these things are about to be accomplished?" And Jesus began to say to them, "See that no one leads you astray. Many will come in my name, saying, 'I am he.' And they will lead many astray. And you will hear of wars and rumors of wars. Do not be alarmed. This must take place, but the end is not yet. For nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. There will be earthquakes in various places. There will be famines. These are but the beginning of the birth pains. But be on your guard, for they will deliver you over to councils, and you will be beaten in synagogues. You will stand before governors and kings for my sake to bear witness before them." And the gospel must first be proclaimed to all nations. "And when they bring you to trial and deliver you over, do not be anxious beforehand what you are to say, but say whatever is given you in that hour. For it is not you who speak, but the Holy Spirit. and brother will deliver brother over to death, and the father his child. And children will rise against parents and have them put to death. You will be hated by all for my name's sake. But the one who endures to the end will be saved. This is the Gospel of the Lord. Nicene Creed, page 191.
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten not made, being of one substance of the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and was made man and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures and ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism.
Gather your pledges as we sing the hymn of the day to be presented at the altar and placed there for the remainder of 2022. You may be seated as we sing.
Thank you.
Christ Jesus, we pledge our time, talents, and treasures for the work of this congregation in the coming year, because our testimony about Christ goes forth. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The one who endures to the end will be saved. This is what Jesus teaches us today. We all are very impressed with seeing someone's endurance, whether it's in a race, or handling a disease, or handling the loss of a job, or handling difficulties at work. You admire someone who endures, who has stamina and fortitude. If you used to be athletic and run a race, you have to run deliberately, durably, with resolution to the end. You have to have strength and patience to survive the race. When someone endures, we say they have staying power. They're persistent. They have perseverance and tenacity. They continue. They don't give up. Well, if we are called not to give up on earthly races and pursuits, how much more must we heed the word of Jesus to endure through our spiritual lives until the last day? And that is what Jesus is teaching us today. That we have spiritual endurance in faith, in the Word of God, and in prayer, and dedicated as disciples to Jesus. Why are we enduring? The last day is coming. It was described by Daniel this morning in the Old Testament lesson. When Michael the archangel blows the trumpet, the book of life is opened. All will rise from the dust. Unbelievers to shame and contempt. Believers, the righteous in Jesus, will shine like the stars and like the sun in heaven. That day is coming. And in the midst of the signs of the end times, until Jesus returns, the gospel must be preached to all the nations. This is why we're called to endurance. This is why, by the way, that we give the gifts of our time, talent, and treasures for the work in our congregation as one family, as this congregation goes forth carrying out the work in our church, child care, and campus ministry. We are carrying out the Lord's Great Commission in our generation and in this place. We have a big facility here, but the church is not this facility. The church is you and me. These buildings will all be gone one day, but His Christians and saints, they are the ones that will last forever as we endure until that last day. So we make no apologies for dedicating our time, talent, and treasures for this work. It's the purpose of our lives to endure, to preach the gospel, to be faithful, even though the world is crashing down around us. So if we're going to be the ones who endure, let's first consider what Jesus says about the signs of the last day. Secondly, what does he mean, preach the gospel to all the nations? Third, what does it mean to endure to the end to be saved? If we're going to endure, we must be aware of the signs of the last days. Ever since Pentecost, the coming of the Holy Spirit, the signs of the last time are like a snowball rolling down a hill. Its sides are very small. As it rolls further and further down the hill, it gets larger and larger and larger. The signs of the end time have been here, beginning at Pentecost and they are continuing. First sign Jesus gives is the destruction of the temple in Jerusalem. Not one stone will be left upon another. In 70 AD, the Romans came and took the entire temple apart. What you see there now on the Temple Mount is a Muslim mosque, the Dome of the Rock. The temple was torn down stone by stone, just like Jesus foretold, one of the signs of the last days. But then he talks about all the other signs which continue to escalate through the years. Many will come in my name saying, I am he. More and more people say, I am the Messiah. Follow me. They will lead many astray to follow off from the way of Christ. There will be more wars and more rumors of wars. One war ends and then another one starts. Nation against nation. Kingdom against kingdom. Constant battles. There will be earthquakes and famines more and more through history. He says you will be delivered to councils and beaten and abused as you bear testimony even before kings and governors. They deliver you to trial. Some people have been dragged before government officials and told to recant their faith, and they would not. Even parents and children would betray one another and put them to death. In countries like Islamic countries, where it's against the law to become a Christian, you hear the stories about someone in the family becomes a Christian and the family kills their own daughter, their own son. This is what Jesus is speaking about, for faithfulness to him. You will be hated by all for my name's sake. They hated Jesus, and they will hate us. When you speak the truth, you will be hated for Christ's sake. But we will never compromise the truth. It is our privilege to share the love of Jesus Christ with people that curse us and spit in our face. Because we know that the Holy Spirit will guide us what to do and to say when we need to. The signs of the last days are not supposed to get us down or depressed. It's supposed to make us wise. We know what is going on. People wonder, why does this crazy world just continue? We know the answer to that. God is weaving everything through history so that the gospel can be proclaimed to the end of the world. He's taking all of this and guiding it for his paths. We know that, so we are encouraged. Despite the world collapsing around us, the signs of the last days are indeed here and continue. If we see the signs of the last days, what does it mean then when Jesus says, preach the gospel to all nations? What is the gospel? Gospel is good news. That's what it means, good news. What is the good news that's proclaimed and preached to all nations in all languages? That we don't need any more Old Testament priests to offer lambs in the temple in Jerusalem. Christ is our high priest. Offered once for all, the writer of Hebrews said, as a single sacrifice for sin. The one who died, who was raised, who ascended, who sits at the right hand of God with all his enemies as a footstool for his feet is the single perfect sacrifice for all time. He is the great high priest who offered his own blood so that we are justified, sanctified, declared holy and without blemish because we are covered with the righteousness of Jesus Christ. He is that one final sacrifice. Thus he said on the cross, it is finished. You cannot add anything to a sacrifice that's already completed. This new covenant in his blood, the forgiveness of sins, came because he entered the holy place through his own blood, the veil, the curtain of his flesh, this new and living way. Jesus entered into the Holy of Holies before his Father and offered his own blood as the Lamb and the priest. He's both the high priest and he's the sacrifice at the same time. And now in Holy Communion, as we receive his body and blood, we can come with confidence before the throne of grace. We can draw near with a true heart, with full assurance, because our hearts have been sprinkled clean and our bodies washed with pure water, which is an image of holy baptism. Clothed in Jesus, washed with water and word and baptism, receiving Christ's body and blood, this is the gospel we proclaim to all the nations. We proclaim the gospel to the nations, and we bring the nations to the church. That is our work, the work of our children and our children's children. It's why we are Christians. So yes, we are in the signs of the last days, but we will joyfully preach the gospel to all the nations. You at home, we at church, in our community. What does it mean, finally then, when Jesus says, the one who endures to the end will be saved? The end is the day when Christ returns. However, you and I might die before then. We are called to endure till the day we die and until the day Christ returns. The last day, Christ will suddenly appear. The universe will pass away. He will separate the sheep on his right and the goats on his left. The universe will pass away, and he will bring forth the new heavens and the new earth. The unbelievers cast into hell. The believers given the gift of heaven. Come inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. That's the day we await. We must hold fast to our confession, which you and I just confessed in the Nicene Creed. Every week we confess one of the creeds, so without wavering, we may hold to his faithful promise and proclaim to everyone our faith in Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, so that we will stir one another up, he says, to love and good works. A good tree bears good fruit. Now, he says something that Christians always need to hear. Do not neglect meeting together as a habit of some is. Have you ever noticed when you look at the Ten Commandments, the first commandment, oh, yeah, it's wrong to have other gods. The second commandment, oh, you know, of course, you shouldn't take God's name in vain. The fourth commandment, well, yes, you should obey your parents. The fifth commandment, no, you shouldn't kill people, you should love people. Sixth commandment, no, you shouldn't have an affair. You should be faithful to your spouse. Seventh commandment, no, you can't steal other people's stuff. The eighth commandment, you shouldn't bear false witness, gossip. The ninth and tenth, you should be content with what you have. What about the third commandment? Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Well, I got a lot of things to do. You know, it's the only day I have off during the week. I need to mow the lawn. I need to go tend to the yard, go to the athletic event. How Christians water the third commandment down and think it isn't that big of a deal if you skip church. Well, it actually is a big deal when people persistently skip church. Because it says, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. You know what Sabbath means? The rest day. You are coming here to rest in word and sacrament. You are not coming here to punch a religious time clock. Most people think of church as some obligation. I got to do this religious thing and punch my time clock. That's not what church is. Coming to receive word and sacrament is like going to grandma's house for Thanksgiving. And she has the turkey and mashed potatoes and the green beans and the pumpkin pie. Come to the great feast and banquet. You wouldn't tell grandma, no, grandma, I got to mow the lawn. No, you would be there for the celebration. So when The church cries out the word of Jesus, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. We're coming here to rest. Take all your problems during the week and put them at the foot of the cross. Take all your woes and afflictions and turn them to the Lord and rejoice. I'm a baptized Christian. I received absolution. I received Christ's body and blood. I have rested in Him, and when I leave these doors and go back to my vocation and calling, I am ready to handle what comes because I've rested in Jesus. Encourage one another, he says, as you see the day drawing near. We don't know when the day of Christ's coming is, but we know this. Every step we take, we are one day closer to that day. Not farther away, closer. Every day you and I live, we are one day closer to the day of Christ drawing near. We will endure to the end because Christ endured all for us. So Jesus tells you and me, watch out. Don't let anyone deceive you. Be on your guard. Don't worry about the future. Give it to God. Be willing to be hated by others because of Jesus. Stand firm that you are justified by grace through faith in Christ Jesus. The Holy Spirit will give you the words to speak when called to. And rejoice that even though we are in the signs of the last times, we will continue to proclaim the gospel to all the nations until Christ returns. May the Lord enable you and me and our children and our grandchildren to be the ones who endure to the end and will be saved. God grant this for Jesus' sake. Amen. May the peace that surpasses our human understanding guard our hearts and minds and faith in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Amen. We stand to sing the offertory. Friendship pass at the end of the pew. Pass to the folks sitting next to you and tear the sheet off and put it in the basket in the narthex as you leave. While we gather the offerings, you may be seated. prayer of the church. We stand to pray.
Let us pray for the whole Church of God in Christ Jesus, for all people according to their needs. We thank you, O Lord, our God and Father, for all your goodness. We praise you especially for the everlasting covenant you have made us through the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. Grant that every good work we do will be pleasing in your sight for your sake. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Preserve your church throughout all the world. Keep us ready at all times in our daily vocations and callings for your Son's glorious return. May we proclaim with zeal his coming to the ends of the earth. This week, bless Pastor Eric Rusinski, Evelyn Gaither, Elijah Dykus, Jordan Pizer, Darren Davis, Pastor Tim Gertis, Nathan Hasbrook, Scott Hasbrook, Chris Ladisaw, Tammy Lemke, Annie Schuster, Jonna Jupe, Pastor Keith Kettner, Veronica Richards, and Sue Eby. Lord, in your mercy.
In our prayer.
Bless all pastors, ministers, missionaries, and teachers to preach the pure doctrine of God's saving word. Bless Trinity Lutheran as one family that we proclaim your word that never passes away. And bless Sidney Zerbel Rook, who serves as a missionary in the Czech Republic. Grant that the evangelism there and here would enable all to come to that peace that surpasses all human understanding. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Uphold all in authority, especially the President and Congress of the United States, the governor and legislator of this state, and all judges. Grant them to lead us according to your will and for our good. And bless Mike Gobble, Charles Gaither, Emily Shelton, Alex Latham, Ricardo Batanga, Danny Green and Courtney Tate as they serve in the military. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Behold the sick and the infirm, the dying, and all who are in need of health, healing, and strength. Grant your healing strength to Dwayne Wasowski, David Ament, Jean Forster, Patty Reber, Candy Darmody, Jill Tarver, Neil Tapto, Chris Henderson, and all in need of healing and strength. Lord, in your mercy,
in our prayer.
Give us repentance and faith to approach the altar at Christ's gracious invitation, to find favor in your eyes, and receive his true body and blood for the salvation of our souls. Grant these and all our petitions, O God, for the sake of Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Service of Sacrament, page 194.
The Lord be with you.
And with our spirits.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks unto the Lord our God.
And salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who on this day overcame death and the grave, and by his glorious resurrection opened to us the way of everlasting life. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying, will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. In the same way, also he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Christ, O Christ, our Lamb of God, have mercy on us. O Christ, O Christ, our Lamb of God, have mercy on us.
Christ.
Upon you and give you peace.
Amen.